lifestyles convenient.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Last hour, we obliterated metabolic syndrome with almost one nutrient, except for the blood pressure issue, which is a little bit more complex. My good friend Christopher Barr, notadoc.org, helped me out on that. We had a good time. And in fact, I've asked him back a little bit later in the program today to talk about the Mediterranean diet. Those of you know, they're claiming that the Mediterraneans are abandoning it. Are they really? Or is this another economic scam to drive you to drugs or drink, whatever? Well, not here. We don't put up with that. And we've got that plus geckos for AIDS. No, not Gordon Gecko. The little geckos. What are they doing there? Why do they want to go after the geckos for this? We'll talk about that as well as the EPA regulating GMOs. No, not really. Where are you lefties on this? Come on. Those of you Obama lovers. The EPA is telling you, the makers of GMOs, just play nice. Just talk to the people that are upset with you. Just talk to the organic farmers that are going to get genetic drift, and start getting all of this genetic modified stuff in there. Say, yeah, that's okay. That's all we want you to do. Be nice. No, niceness is okay. And, you know, I can be nice, but, man, when you're nice to people who want to destroy you, they'll still destroy you. It doesn't change. And that's the sad, unfortunate fact about a lot of people that want to rule the world instead of stepping back and saying, hey, I was given liberty by that which created me. Yes, free will. And I would want the same for everybody else and get the heck out of the way and allow freedom to reign again. And that's what we'd like to see here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. RobertScottBell.com is the website. 800-259-5791 this hour if you'd like to be part of the show live all over the world. And of course, those of you listening on the web or listening to my phone, we're glad to have you here. Or if you're listening later by podcast, there are no cheap seats here. They're all valuable for you. Now, last hour, also the Hollywood brainwashing into the influenza, the pandemic coming. There's a big film out that they're wanting to promote called Contagion. And this is, I definitely want you to see through that as well. But first and foremost, the whole question of diabetes. I didn't get a chance to cover this last hour, but there's a new drug that even the FDA is questioning its safety. And you know, if the FDA questions the safety of a drug, it's got to be really bad. Because they weren't questioning Vioxx until thousands of deaths later. So if they're questioning a drug before it comes out, oh my gosh, not sounding so good. You know, this is one where they're actually acknowledging bladder and breast cancer. You got diabetes? Take this drug and get bladder and breast cancer. And, of course, we talked last hour about the glucose tolerance factor, 100% whole food chromium that, you know, I've covered for years and years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But yet, you know, we got to promote these drugs. Got to promote these drugs. But then again, if you're in the Philippines, who needs drugs when you have geckos? That's right. The Philippines warned Friday against using geckos to treat AIDS and impotence, saying the folkloric practice in parts of Asia may put patients at risk. Why? Not because geckos are dangerous. Because they're claiming, well, they don't work. To do what? To do what? Do the drugs work? You've got people with immune deficiencies, maybe not, more likely testing positive to a test that doesn't, well, validate that you have or don't have the so-called human immunodeficiency virus, which is wrongly named. But that's another story altogether. But they basically don't want you to use a natural substance to boost or promote good health. Now, whether or not geckos have efficacy for immune deficiency, I am not here to talk about today. I haven't gotten to look deeply into this. But we know throughout Asia there are a lot of, let's say, historical and folkloric, as they say, uses in traditional medicine for asthma, AIDS, cancer, tuberculosis, and we mentioned the aforementioned impotence. But when they say there's no scientific basis for it, what I would say, there's no scientific basis for poisoning people with toxic medicines and chemotherapeutic agents to get them better again. There's no scientific basis for that. And if you're going to tell me AIDS is T-cells or a lower T-cell count, then explain to me how all the people that have a cold that may have a low one or high. I mean, these are nonsense tests. How do you feel? Are you functioning? Do you have energy? And if you don't have energy, do you have chromium? We can't look at that. No, we can't look at that. And we look to government to solve these problems for which they have been bought off by Big Pharma. And then the lefties want to say, well, the EPA will protect us. And yet I've got stories here linked up at robertscottbell.com that are stunning, horrifically stunning, about genetically modified organisms and grasses. That they're now, you know, the weeds that can grow, the grasses that can grow, that are now resistant to pesticides, the Monsanto crops, and the EPA is saying, hey, don't worry about it. Just talk nice to the people that don't like you, and it'll be good. You regulate yourself. Where are the lefties on that, right? Because when I talk about the free market, they're like, oh, yeah, well, then we're going to have the robber barons, and it'll be monopoly. But monopoly depends upon government to enforce monopoly. You don't get monopoly without government. And you have monopoly on chemicals, on GMOs now, pushing these things out. The EPA is not doing anything to protect the environment, nor you. But now we got some really uber liberals to the rescue. I have another article here that's really stunning. I don't know if it's humorous or tragic. I don't know. But the liberal groups are threatening to pull Obama's support. Oh, my gosh. You mean Obama's not a diehard liberal? You mean he's a corporatist? Yeah, this is out of Chicago, a story that the AP is covering. A liberal group upset over potential cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security delivered pledges Friday to President Obama at his national campaign headquarters, threatening to pull their support. Why? Because they want more welfare. There's not enough money for warfare and welfare put together, much less either of them. But they're really upset about this. And listen to this, just to give you a sense of where these supporters are at. It's really quite shocking for those that don't believe it, that there is a C word. And I mean the word communism here. Listen to this quote. This is from a protester, Mary Ellen Croteau. She's 61 years of age, out of Chicago. I don't know who I'm going to vote for yet because there doesn't seem to be too many people on the horizon. But I will vote for someone, whether it's a green candidate, whether it's a communist. I don't care. Somebody is going to stand up for the people. Listen, the communists eat people for lunch. They eat you for lunch and spit you out and pretend they're helping you, much less the so-called liberals here. And I'm not a big fan of the so-called neoconservatives either, because they're eating people too and spitting them out in support of their warfare state. Welfare, warfare, two sides of the same coin, both lead to the disease, decay, destruction, and dying of the American Republic. And you want to raise the debt ceiling? How many times are they going to raise it? For what purpose? Until nobody gets anything? See, that's where you lefties don't get it. And maybe I don't have a lot of lefties in the audience. I don't know. But in case you're out there, I love you. Believe me, the L word, love is there. But where's the sense in bankrupting the country? You want to help people. You want to help the poor and downtrodden. You want to help the poor people that are dependent. And you're going to collapse and basically make it unable for anybody to get any kind of help by the economic destruction of America. And as I said, I've seen it on the Uber right and the Uber left. These are all false constructs, Hegelian dialectics. Yes, we may have different beliefs about life, but the reality is they're playing you for fools. If you buy into, oh my gosh, we got to get Obama out of office, I might agree with you there. In fact, I would. But if you think you're going to put an establishment Republican in there, anybody that's running like Romney and Romney Care and all of the economic support that he has from the basic same groups of people and companies that have destroyed the economy, and he's considered the leading candidate, and they're going to do whatever they can, as you know, to damage and destroy Ron Paul's campaign, much stronger this time than 4 years ago.
This is what we're looking at. But it's called brainwashing, and they've done it very well, and they've done it also via reducing the nutrient content of the food. And that makes us unable to think and much less able to act clearly on our thoughts. But just to let you know, the communists are upset at Obama. Does that mean I'm going to endorse Obama now? No, obviously not. But it should, you know, give you pause to the people that support this idea that they can perpetually go into debt, borrow, spend, print, spend, tax, spend into health and vitality. It's never happened. It never will happen. We're witnessing the potential destruction of the American Republic via these methods. And then we got lone doctors out there, renegade doctors saying, don't drink water. Yeah, I've got another story here. It's incredible. Drinking 8 glasses of water a day is nonsense, say doctors. Well, this particular doctor, this idea that you should drink 6 to 8 glasses of water, thoroughly debunked nonsense, a doctor wrote this week in a commentary in the British Medical Journal. Oh, well, that must make it so, right? Turns out his comments were his comments alone, his opinion. And they were not peer-reviewed, but yet it gets this kind of coverage in the media as if, oh my gosh, stop drinking water. And I talked last hour, and we're going to have Christopher Barr back up talking about the Mediterranean diet shortly. But this is really funny. I talked to a doctor once, and he said, oh, you can get all the hydration you need from eating white bread. Yeah, you'll get the water from white bread. You'll also get the cadmium. You won't have any of the other minerals. You will get the phony metabolic syndrome that is a deficiency of largely GTF chromium if you listen to stupid doctors like that. There are plenty of them out there. Those are not the ones we highlight or spotlight here. But the not-a-doc we do, we're going to hear from Chris Barr next again. We're going to talk briefly about the Mediterranean diet. Are people abandoning it, really? And why or why not? RobertScottBell.com is the website, 800-259-5791, if you'd like to be part of the show. Coming back after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the health world here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Going back to my dear friend, Christopher Barr, notadoc.org is his website, and I've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. And the Mediterranean diet, you've heard all about it. It's good for you, isn't it? Is it not? I mean, now they're saying people are abandoning it. There's pictures of exorbitant prices on fruit and vegetables in Europe. What's going on, Chris?
Well, it's a big con from the American news reporting on it. They're trying to tell us that eating good is expensive. And they show these pictures where it shows it looks like $4 a pound for tomatoes in Italy and great big giant $4 and $3, except they don't use dollars in Italy. They use euros and they don't use pounds. They use kilograms. And the sign actually says kilo in small print. Most Americans, though, won't likely pick up on that, so they'll look at that and say, oh, how expensive. Well, if you take $4 per kilo or 4 euros, you end up with, well, a little more than a dollar a pound, which I'm not crazy about that price, but it's a long way from $4 a pound.
Sure.
And so they're programming the way you think before they even give you the facts in the article. And then they try to substitute facts. They're trying to rename the U.S. diet of hamburgers and soda.
Yeah.
They're proposing to call it the global industrial diet. And then the rest of the article, that's all they talk about is the global industrial diet of hamburgers and sodas, which comes right out of the U.S.
Right. Well, are we saying here then their argument is because fruits and vegetables are seemingly so expensive, even though when we pare it down the way we did and you did, that what they're trying to do is promote 99-cent Happy Meals or something to those in Italy?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, they even mention, even McDonald's sounds better in Italian. That's a quote from the article. So, yeah, they're promoting fast food as a global diet, causing problems because real food is so expensive. Well, let me tell you, Robert, I've told people and I've had them prove it out. If you have a budget, and most people have to survive these days, and you have a food budget, I tell them, go out and buy only organic this week for your week's growth. And, of course, they have horrors. They, I won't be able to afford that. I said, just do it and parse it out and live on that for a week. One family came back and told me, oh, the food was so much tastier, but you were wrong. I wanted to eat even more because it was so tasty. And I told him, I didn't say you wouldn't want more. I just said you wouldn't need more because it's so much more nourishing. So he went back out the second week, and they just lived on that food and came back and after the second week said, well, you're right. We weren't hungry, but, man, did we want to eat more because it tasted so good. So it's just a matter of priorities. And if you want to eat more of the organic foods, well, then you'll have to figure out a way to make more money, which, you know, that can be done. But the bottom line is, even if you don't have a lot of money, you can live, and you'll lose some of those excess pounds, by the way,
yes,
on just organic. It's really not that expensive, not for what you get.
No, and of course, when you weigh it out in the big scheme of things, if you talk about the end result of living a life on chemically grown and processed foods and the cancers, we've talked, of course, last hour about the so-called metabolic syndrome being the deficiency of minerals, particularly the chromium, all of these things that many of these foods are devoid of. You want to talk about expense, of course, misery, the misery index as well. cutting back. I remember when I first went organic, Chris, and I wasn't that far out of college. I wasn't making a lot. And I said, you know, for me, I recognized how bad the food was that I'd grown up on finally. The light bulb went off, so to speak, and I switched over. And as I ate only organic from that point forward, I found out that I had the same or more money available at the end of the month. Now, I think there's a spiritual issue here. There's an issue of people feeling that they are worthy or not worthy of these things. And I get kind of annoyed at people talking to spirit and saying, I'm not worthy. I can't afford it. It's like, stop saying that. You know, these are self-fulfilling prophecies. But at the same point, the destruction of the economy is such that people will say, well, look at my checkbook. Legitimately, I don't have the money. But again, we have to start with a belief at some certain point to make these changes possible for us.
Well, and you got to eat. So you need to prioritize and make sure that you're eating better, because guess what?
Yeah.
The cost of health care, which is sick care in this nation, it's not health care anyway, is ballooning through the roof. So you're going to save all kinds of money, even in the short run, from just not having all those medical costs, from just eating better. You're paying attention to what you put in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a different way or perspective, as you see with this article, and I have it linked up at robertscottbell.com as well. They talk about people abandoning the Mediterranean diet. It's sort of like creating this idea. We need to globalize the food, which means globalizing drive-thrus and fast food restaurants, etc., to kind of bring the price of food down. But the reality is you're getting far less for so-called less, as opposed to having food that is minerally proficient. Now, also, when you said that the people that you mentioned began to eat organic, they said they wanted to eat more. Partly, I think, their body is craving, at this point, the minerals that they haven't had for so long, that will also, that the satiation or some point where it will moderate, because people will be much healthier, and they'll have that balance about them, I think.
Well, and that's exactly what happened between week one and week two. Week one, they ate because it tasted so good. And week two, when I told them, have some discipline, just stick to what you eat and see how you feel.
Right.
Well, then they admitted, well, yeah, I wasn't hungry, but it tasted so good, I sure wanted to eat more. So when they controlled themselves, they found out, no, I'm eating less and I'm not hungry. But, yeah, I'm sure part of it is just craving more nutrients also, nutrient-rich foods.
Well, exactly, and that's what we want to do, is restore that. Now, last hour, we also talked about the high blood pressure issue, and we went beyond the GTF chromium, talked about the cadmium that seemingly is always a common link, and I've had Dr. Batar on over the years as well, and we do Advanced Medicine Monday. By the way, those of you who don't know about my show, 5 days a week through Natural News Radio, Chris has been on that as well, and we do starting at noon Eastern every day, Monday through Friday. And on Mondays, I always have Dr. Batar. We talked a lot about this blood pressure issue, the kidney function and dysfunction, the liver issues, as well as the cadmium issue, and he concurs with that. And we see that cadmium reduces selenium stores within the body. Now, in terms of cigarette smoking, that's another issue. We recognize also that most tobacco cigarettes are very, very little tobacco, percentage-wise, if you will, in the scheme of things, with the you know, 1,000-plus synthetic additives, if you will, to tobacco. So it's much more complicated than just tobacco, is it not?
Well, it's very much more so. You know, we every once in a while see these stories about somebody who lives to be 100 years old, and they've been smoking since they were 8. And people say, see there, that shows, no, you idiots, that shows that 100 years ago they didn't put all this chemical junk in the cigarettes to make people more addicted. So you starting out in the last 50 years smoking when you're 8, you ain't going to see 100, because you're getting a whole bunch of junk, including excessive cadmium and a whole bunch of other chemicals in there that weren't in the cigarettes 100 years ago. Am I saying cigarettes are good? No. But they're a lot worse now than they were 100 years ago. And they
were
eating better 100 years ago, so they weren't affected as adversely by the cigarette smoking of a purer tobacco 100 years ago as they are now, with a contaminated tobacco and a much greater reduced nutrition intake.
All right. Well, I thank you, Chris, for helping me ramp up the real nutrients here as we restore health and healing to the nation and all those listening from around the world. We've got lots more to do, including a moment of duh. I haven't done one of those in a while. You got to stand by. It's related to dementia, so it's going to be interesting. Coming right back with more powerful healing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Chris Barr for chiming in today and for all of you listening from around the world and through the local terrestrial affiliates in the United States of Health Talk Radio. Reach, I am so glad that you're here. RobertScottBell.com is the website. Sign up there. Check out all the links that we do, as well as during the week. If you can't get enough of the Robert Scott Bell Show, 5 days a week in addition to this show, check it out, naturalnewsradio.com. You can sign up there as well. And, of course, if you'd ever want to reach me, leave a message, ask a question. During the week, 24-7, you can do so at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, we will have a moment of a little bit later relating to the issue of dementia. But I wanted to, and also, by the way, there was a very intense question that came to me through one of my Facebook friends. And I'm going to talk about that with someone with cancer, desperately ill with cancer. So stand by. That'll come up after this break. But first and foremost, I want to hit the issue of Maine. Those of you listening in Maine, what the heck is going on up there? I mean, part of you have been really rocking well, I mean, I think, because in Maine, they've actually nullified the FDA. Some of the towns in Maine have nullified the FDA. Can you believe that? Yeah. They said the Food Safety Modernization Act, that was that S-510, not welcome here. No, we're not having any of that. We want our food freedom in Maine. I'm thinking, yay, go Maine. And then come to find out, big story here. I've just linked it up at robertscottbell.com. Also, my friends at Facebook listening. Maine goes easy on drug companies. What is this all about? Well, while the small towns in the state nullify the FDA, why is it that their state legislature is making it actually easier for drug companies to corrupt and intoxicate its citizens up there in Maine? This is the thing they called an act to make certain prescription drug disclosure laws consistent with federal law. Now, why would you want to be consistent with federal law when it violates the Constitution every which way but loose? But it repealed one law that required drug makers with reps in Maine, or as you say, cheerleaders, hot cheerleaders in Maine. That's what these drug reps are. In fact, in China, the doctors are retiring from medicine and they're going into drug repping. Did you hear about this? Anyway, that's another story. But it repealed a law that required drug makers with reps in Maine to submit an annual report showing marketing costs, such as money spent on food, entertainment, travel, and gifts worth more than $25. Of course, that's not much anymore, but you can tell basically that means, you know, you can take them out to a $1,000 lunch and expect the doc's not going to owe you anything. They also eliminated the need to report travel for docs if you've provided money for travel, if you're a drug rep, and drug advertising and promotion specifically targeting Maine residents. Now, they can do that willy-nilly without telling anybody anything about it. And you won't know, are there conflicts of interest when you see your doctor? Of course, if your doctor is licensed by the state and there's a state board of medicine or a medical board, you can bet there are conflicts of interest, and they go right to the heart of the pharmaceutical industrial death trap. That is, the standard of care means if you come to me as I'm a licensed doctor, you're going to get a drug, and if you don't, boy, I'm going to get busted. My head's going to get busted up by the medical boards who are tracking my prescription rates. Am I not giving enough prescriptions to these docs? I don't think so. And act also said it repealed a law that required drug makers with reps in Maine to submit an annual report showing, as I said, the marketing costs. But beyond that, it would basically eliminate the requirement that drug makers report average manufacturer price and best price for Medicaid drugs. Did you catch that? It eliminates the ability of Maine to actually negotiate lower rates for the drugs. Not that Maine citizens need drugs. This is the same argument I've made against Obamacare and Medicaid and Medicare. It's all about drugs, drugs, and more drugs. We are so drugged out of our minds, it's beyond belief. The problem is we got too many darn drugs. But here it's going to eliminate the ability to negotiate downward, to know, hey, there are other people that are buying it for cheaper. And the states are going bankrupt, too. You think they got the money for expensive drugs that are in a monopoly system? No. You want freedom? How about freedom to heal cancer? I'll talk to you about a couple of docs that will do that, will help you to heal, because I got a big question from Facebook friend. I'm going to talk about that, as well as a moment of Don Dementia. After the break and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with me.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's time for questions from the audience. In fact, I got one for Facebook. Just came through. Very serious here. Mark writes, "Hi, Robert. I have a very important question. My friend's mother is a breast cancer survivor. A few years ago, she was diagnosed with an inoperable cancerous tumor pressing against her spine and lung. Recently, she was told that she has bone marrow cancer in her leg." By the way, this is an aside. I just wonder. I don't have the information from Mark on this. Did they give her radiation treatments? This is often a side effect of the radiation treatments where you end up with bone marrow cancer later. All right, that's not official. Robert, please help with any recommendations, whether it is homeopathy or any other modalities or any combinations. She's open to just about anything. If you need more, I know you have to say you're not a doctor, right? Notadoc.org. My name is my disclaimer. That's what Chris Barr says. It's great. In my opinion, you're much smarter. Well, thank you, Mark. That's very kind of you. Whether I'm smarter or not is irrelevant, except that, common sense really is where it's at, I think. Please let me know as much as you can when you can. Thanks, Robert. Love the show. Mark, I appreciate the question. Of course, it's hard to say. The hardest thing is to know what people really are open to. Right, you say that she is open, and I hope so. But the docs that I work with, of course, we talk with Dr. Batar, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, and many others. Primary among the methods of overcoming cancer is detoxification. It has to start there. When you go to see Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, you're going to go on serious detox like coffee enemas, organic coffee, organic green tea enemas. In fact, there's a great place called the Hippocrates Health Institute outside of West Palm Beach, Florida. Now, last week when I was visiting down there, I met Jordan Rubin at his event. It was the opening of Beyond Organic, and I was at the Palm Beach Convention Center. I took a visit over there and got to meet the folks and got a nice tour of the Hippocrates Health Institute. If you got a serious case like this, Mark, if you have the ability to do so, go to a total institution that's going to detoxify you for all that it is worth. That, it's not like a part-time thing addressing a serious cancer like this. Obviously, it's much easier to prevent it by increasing your selenium levels, increasing your sea vegetation levels, detoxifying, as I talked about, utilizing, yes, homeopathic medicine. There are sarcodes. There are homeopathic remedies that address cancer, including conium, among a number of others. But the detox is the critical thing here. And remember, you can actually take the diseased or cancerous cells themselves and convert into homeopathic medicine. And many holistic and integrative medical and non-medical doctors utilize these methodologies in this case. But it's so big and it's so much. When you talk to me about a breast cancer survivor, did she have her breasts removed? Was she on radiation? Was she on chemo? What else happened to her? To know that we've got to detoxify the body, we've got to rebuild everything that needs to be rebuilt. Now, there are energetic methodologies. There are technologies, electroacupuncture, according to Vol, even the quantum-type products that are out there, as far as products or systems that are pretty far out. There are also other forms of energy medicine. And you see, the thing is, if we lived in a free country, we would have the freedom to know about these things. You wouldn't have to listen to one isolated health show that talks about this from time to time to get a little bit of information that is largely then attacked by the mainstream medical doctors who are basically hoodwinked and deceived into their belief system. Oh, there's no science in the natural way. Don't take natural things. Don't take selenium. Don't take antioxidants of any kind. Never mind that they protect you. But cancer is the uncontrolled growth of these cells that don't die. Why? Why has this happened? I think they're jumping ship. They're trying. It's every cell for itself, so to speak, when a body has become so toxic and deficient. Would I be doing 1,000 micrograms of selenium a day? Whole food form? Absolutely. I would call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077. Would I be doing loads of sea vegetation? Absolutely, I would. Would I be detoxifying? Would I be doing, you know, high doses of liver detoxifying herbs? Yes. Look, I don't even have enough time to go into everything I would do, so I would urge you, if she's open, check out the Hippocrates Health Institute. That's one of the places you could go. Check out drbuttar.com, drbuttar.com. He's been having great success with very difficult cancers. Check out Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez up there if you're near New York City. I don't know where you are. Dr.-Gonzalez.com. There are intense programs and protocols that require, if you want to live, to do some things that you might consider radical and extreme. But life is radical and extreme by definition. And if we don't do what it takes to live, we don't live. And this is where Chris Barr and I were talking today about the need to go organic. How important is it when we are being assaulted from the environment? Not only the pesticides in the food, but toxins in the environment and radiation from Fukushima and elsewhere. How critical is it to reduce our exposure to everything we have power to reduce from? And then promote the good health with all the things we have the power to access to do that. The power to heal is yours, but only if you're willing to access it and act upon it. And when we come back, unless you're already in a state of dementia, I'm going to bring about a moment of duh about what it takes to prevent dementia. And maybe a couple other stories to wrap up the Robert Scott Bell Show this week. Thank you for being here. The United States of Health Talk Radio rocks on. RobertScottBell.com. Coming right back with an MOD after this.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
By the way, on that glutathione, I forgot to mention, I don't know how, but of course all the precursors I did mention, if you're dealing with cancer, you better be ramping up that glutathione. Of course, a lot of people on cancer are wasting away and can't retain weight or gain weight, and the glutathione-enhancing One World Way is a great option as well. I hope you will consider that at oneworldway.com. Now, when we talk about health and healing on all levels, we like to have levels of cognition last throughout our lifetime, would we not? You know, as we age, do we want to lose our minds? No. But that is why every once in a while we have something that I call, and it's called what? Today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Can a healthy body really ward off dementia? Well, it looks like a moment of duh has arrived. A scientific study indicates such obviousness. Major league moment of duh here. They're actually saying a healthy body may ward off dementia. Oh my gosh, this fits the MOD designed to a T. Listen to one of these conclusions. Lead researcher Kenneth Rockwood of Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia said this. Our study suggests that rather than just paying attention to already known risk factors for dementia, such as diabetes or heart disease, keeping up with your general health may help reduce the risk for dementia as well. No. Really? And it gets even better. Because in an accompanying editorial here, Jean-Francois D'Artigue from the INSERM Research Institute in Paris, France, wrote, more research needs to be conducted. Can I do it with a French accent? I want more research. I can't even try it. Needs to be done to confirm that these non-traditional health problems may indeed be linked to an increased risk of dementia. But if confirmed, the consequences of these findings could be significant and could lead to the development or of preventive or curative strategies for Alzheimer's disease. No, you're kidding me. General health now confirmed to help you prevent Alzheimer's disease and other dementia diseases. I tell you what, man. How do they get money for this stuff? General health, it matters. It matters! I'll tell you what else matters. Are you on a cholesterol-lowering medication? Huh? Are you? Because if so, you are, what do we call it? Dementia waiting to happen. Alzheimer's waiting to happen because you're reducing these essential fats from your brain and nervous system, of which cholesterol makes up a huge part. And that's another reason why we're seeing increased levels of dementia across the spectrum. And, of course, they reference, oh, a cardiovascular disease may be a risk. Well, of course, it's not. I'm not advocating cardiovascular disease, but the fact that if you have it, you're probably going to be put on a statin drug, which will precipitate and facilitate and enable the development of dementia. And so we come back to liver health again, detoxification. We come back to the selenium, the chromium, and the silica, the critical trace element to replenish the health of the neurology of the nervous system, the silica along with the EPA and DHA, the essential fats. Are you taking 1 to 3,000 milligrams or 1 to 3 grams of an EPA-DHA combination to restore integrity to the brain, the fat and the cells of the brain and the nervous system? Are you? Are you taking? Did you do the silicon challenge I talked with Chris Barr about, not today, but recently, previously, where we talked about taking like 12 of the Alta Health Silica 12 of those little tablets, whole food tablets a day, to see what would happen in regards to your health. On so many levels, the connective tissue, we talked about in terms of arthritic issues, but neurological issues as well. And if we talk about the microbial attack on the nervous system, whether it be viral, bacterial, or fungal, the use of silver, silver hydrosol, in the form that I utilize every day, a teaspoon to 3 to 5 teaspoons a day, sublingual, systemic absorption, to nourish the nervous system, the nerve cells, the silver, there are 2 receptor sites there. And I had another big question through Facebook about, you know, people that say, oh, I can't afford the silver hydrosol that I recommend. Again, I'm sorry to hear that, but as I said, it's important that if you need it medicinally, you get it. Because if you make this stuff at home with a home colloidal generator, it may cost pennies to make, but a very small fraction of the silver released into the water that you have at home is actually in the active state. So you may spend a lot of time and energy, maybe not as much money, but get hardly the same benefit. And then the concern over time, if you have to utilize high doses for these serious neurological degradation diseases like MS and such, that you may end up in worse shape because you end up turning color over time. These are the home units I get concerned about. I'm not saying it's illegitimate to make it at home. I am all for your freedom to do what you want. Steve Barwick's got his Colloidal Silver Secrets group, and you can check out, you know, him. He says, you know, and he's a big advocate of the home generators he has, but at the same time, he says the only one he'll recommend that's out there on the market as far as getting pre-made silver is Sovereign Silver, just so you know. I mean, and there's a guy that knows because he sells his home generators, too. You know, access. I want you to have freedom to get whatever you need. And if there's a wholesale breakdown in the entire collapse and we talk about it, I'd rather you have one than not, honestly. But I'm not here to endorse one or the other because what I see that they make is not something I would want to have to do or have to take. But if I had no other option, in a pinch, yes, it is legitimate to do that. It has been utilized for silver for thousands and thousands of years, in fact. They've known about it. Now, as we wrap up the show today, it's a kind of a lighthearted story. It sort of is. But you know about the TSA. You know how I feel about the Transportation Security Administration or agency or whatever. They're groping us. They're x-raying us, radiating us, humiliating us. Well, a woman turned the tables on the TSA recently. Yes. Hooray. A woman groped a TSA agent. She got groped. She groped back. So why is it that she got put in prison? Right? Why is it that if the TSA agents grope you and grab you in places no one else is allowed to, they're okay, and you just give them a little bit of their own medicine, you go to jail? Yep, the Colorado woman accused of putting her hands on a TSA agent at Sky Harbor International Airport in Phoenix. I don't know her. I don't know who she is, but kudos to her. 61 years, she's an Asian woman, looks like, grabbed the left breast of a female agent Thursday at Terminal 4 checkpoint. Police say she squeezed and twisted the agent. Oh, my gosh, it's one of those twister things. Look, I am not advocating that you do that. No, that's not what I'm saying here, but come on, people. Where are the humans in the TSA? Stop this nonsense. Grateful for you being here every week on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. In case you missed anything, it streams throughout the week. This is the place to come for liberty in media. And remember, Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio as well. And I remind you, as I do every week, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.